Well, we have reported extensively on the mercury poisoning of a Northern Ontario First Nation, the leftover effects of a former pulp and paper mill. But new evidence suggests an old chemical plant is now adding to the problem at Grassy Narrows. 90% of the residents there are suffering health problems to this day. David Cochran explains the new development.
John Rudd is a scientist who has been studying mercury in the English Wabagoon River system for years, and his latest findings reinforce what he has long suspected.
I think what we're likely looking at here is ongoing legacy pollution from mercury that was spilled decades ago.
There is already a base level of mercury contamination from those spills almost a half century ago. But Rudd and his team found mercury levels downstream from the old plant were 130 times higher than they were upstream, which suggests there is an active, hidden source of pollution inside the old chemical site that is still leaching into the river.
Well, we're not just dealing with an old problem here.
David Sohn is with the Earthroots Environmental Group that has been working with Grassy Narrows First Nation. To him, this data is proof this old pollution is an ongoing health threat.
That is the mercury that is still poisoning Grassy Narrows' fish and continuing to put people at risk every day.
After years of pressure, the Ontario government recently promised to clean up this pollution, but there is no firm timetable for that to happen. Grassy Narrows hopes these findings will add urgency to their cause and maybe bring the federal government to the table. David Cochran, CBC News, Ottawa.